Carlton, basically the last time we talked to you was at the premiere of the documentary for the Grand Expedition that you did. Tell us a little bit about why you're taking this trip in particular. What's so special about Fish Eating Creek?
Fish Eating Creek is one of the most amazing waterways in our state. It also happens to be the only free-flowing tributary or primary water source for Lake Okeechobee. And it transects a range of private and public land and a great stewardship story with ranch lands in the area and wetland restoration efforts, and an amazing time to do it because of the really high water that we have right now.
Tell us your itinerary. How long are you going to be on the creek? What do you expect to see? And of course, tell us who's going along with you, right? This is a couple of alumni from your grand 1,000-mile trip up Florida, right?
Exactly. It's a very exciting time to paddle in South Florida. It will be hot. There will be lots of bugs and lots of rain, but the water is also very high. So we have the opportunity to start our paddle all the way up in the headwaters of Fish Eating Creek, north of Highway 70, and draw attention to an area of private ranch land that has recently been protected through conservation easement and is the plan for a wetland restoration effort funded by the USDA. So that's kind of the first story point. And then we're going to follow the creek down through those private lands and then to the public lands that are owned and managed by the Fish and Wildlife Commission and then out toward Lake Okeechobee. So we're going to experience the full transition from pasture lands and marshes and oak-lined creek banks down into the deep, thick cypress, which is the quintessential fish-eating creek experience. Large, expansive cypress forest that runs for, I would say, 25 or 30 of the total 60 miles that we're going to paddle. 30 of the 60 miles we're going to paddle are going to be among these cypress trees and beneath the canopy of cypress, where if you look on Google Earth or fly over, you can hardly see the creek from above because it's going to be a flooded forest experience. And the impetus for this trip is that a friend of ours, Justin Riney, has been doing a paddle around Florida over the past year to commemorate our 500th anniversary of Spain. It's called Expedition 500. Justin spent the first half of the year paddling around the state's perimeter to draw attention to the coastlines and to the waterways, and now he's turning his attention interior. And so we're teaming up with him in some cases, like here in Fish Eating Creek, to help draw on our experience from the Florida Wildlife Quarter Expedition and help focus some of the messaging on the conservation opportunities and the conservation issues that pertain to these inland waters. In addition to Justin, Maggie Herchala, who is a renowned water quality and estuary advocate from the East Coast, will also be paddling. She and Justin connect back to their experiences on the Indian River Lagoon. And Mallory Demmett and Joe Guthrie from the original Florida Wildlife Quarter Expedition team will also be there. One element of the trip that makes it a little bit different is that we're all doing it on paddleboards. And so I can probably safely say we'll be the first group of people at a paddleboard from the upper headwaters down to Lake Okeechobee. We're going to travel approximately 60 miles over the course of 4.5 days. You know, the full length of the waterway, if you go all the way to the open water of Lake Okeechobee through Fish Eating Bay and start all the way in the upper headwaters, would be in the neighborhood of 70 miles. We're going to stop when we get to Fish Eating Bay, which is the beginning of Lake Okeechobee, which will shorten the trip a little bit.
You know, the big question in our minds is, after this trip is over, what's next for the Wildlife Corridor Expedition people? There was talk of a succession trip, maybe through the Panhandle.
Absolutely. We have an expedition plan for the latter part of 2014, which will begin in the headwaters of the Everglades and then travel along the Gulf Coast and through the Panhandle toward Alabama. This would be following, like the previous expedition, the Florida Ecological Greenways Network. We'll be following the science of the highest priority wildlife corridor connections for the Panhandle, so that in the end of this journey, combined with the 2012 expedition, we'll have traveled and traversed the best wildlife corridor opportunities from one end of the state all the way to the next.
Are you planning to go up the coast?
We're waiting to have a stakeholders workshop with conservation organizations and agencies and landowners later in November to really refine the strategy and the route. The kind of broad brushstroke approach is that we would start in the Everglades headwaters, a little bit south of Kissimmee, cross I-4, traverse through the green swamp over towards the Gulf Coast and follow the Gulf Coast corridors around and through the Panhandle. But there are various decisions to make on where that route exactly follows, whether we go north through the Red Hills, around Tallahassee, down below Tallahassee through St. Marks. Lots of opportunity, but similar themes to what we experienced in the 2012 expedition. It's the patchwork of public lands, both state parks and state preserves and national forest, but also vast private timberlands and hunting preserves, a few Air Force ranges and military operations thrown in the mix that together form the Florida Wildlife Corridor opportunity.
All right, Carlton, it sounds like a wonderful trip. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you somewhere down the road.
Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you from the creek in a couple of days.